You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
And the smoke is in the sky around here, adding an extra layer of haze to our unusually hot temperatures. So many people are asking, when is this going to clear out? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with our weather expert Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's going to explain why all that smoke is coming in from British Columbia, and is it really worse than Beijing? Cliff, what can you tell us? It's supposed to get a bit cooler over the weekend. Is there anything in the forecast to clear out the smoke?
Well, slowly, very slowly, it's going to improve. In fact, last night, the wind started switching to onshore westerly flow, and that's going to have an effect over a period of time. So I think we've seen the worst air quality, and I think during the next few days, the air is going to start to clear, but it's going to stay warm. Yesterday's temperatures were pretty amazing. I mean, it got to 94 in Seattle, and it got to 104, 105 around Portland. What I found really startling is some places downstream the Olympics, on the southern side of the Olympics, temperatures got over 100 degrees yesterday. So, you know, it was just an amazingly warm period. And I'm afraid, although it's going to cool down a bit, we're still going to be well above normal for several days. Today, you know, a lot of places will be up around 90, maybe on Saturday, upper 80s, back to around 90 on Sunday, and then just a very, very slow cool off after that. This time of the year, temperature should be around 76. So, you know, we're averaging in the order of 15 degrees or more above normal. And that's going to continue, you know, not quite as warm, at least into the middle of next week.
And absolutely no rain in the forecast.
That's right. Nothing for the next several days.
So that means we're going to break a record, probably.
Yes, I think the big record, 51 days of no measurable rain, is one that we are going to break this week.
Because we're already at, what, 47, 48, something like
that. We're already at 47 days.
Wow. So you're calling this Smokezilla. Explain that.
Well, I mean, I'm kidding around, obviously, but this is a fairly severe smoke period for us. You know, we had 2 years ago, we had another smoky time, but this one is a little bit stronger and a little bit more sustained of any smoke period I've seen around here in Western Washington. The smoke can be traced back to a series of fires in British Columbia. Now, they've been going on for quite a while, you know, over a week, but we weren't really affected because we had the normal winds from off the ocean that were protecting us. What really caused our issues was we started getting high pressure building over the West Coast, and that produces something called the thermal trough, an area of low pressure from Central California that moves northward into Oregon and eventually into us. So with lower pressure due to this thermal trough, which is caused by heating, that produces a pressure difference, higher pressure to the north, lower pressure to the south, that causes northerly winds, which push the smoke south into us. Now, this smoke actually had a significant effect on temperature. You know, you may complain about the temperature, but it would have been a lot worse if we didn't have the smoke. And by, you know, using my computer models, it seems to me that the temperatures were brought down maybe on the order of 3 to 5 degrees on Wednesday, and then yesterday 5 to 10 degrees in some locations. So as warm as it has been, it would have been a lot warmer if it wasn't for the smoke.
That's amazing, because we still had some record temperatures. For example, you've written about Quileute.
That's right. Quileute tied their all-time record high, and that's of 99. Now, Portland, we thought they were going to get to 108, 109. They only got to 105, and that's because of the smoke. If it wasn't for the smoke, they would have had their all-time record high temperature. 94 here in Seattle, well, that's warm, but that's happened a number of times before. If it wasn't for the smoke, we would have been up near 100. So the smoke is having a big effect on that. And, you know, we may laugh about it, but actually the air quality was worse here than in Beijing. I checked the Beijing information, and there's something called PM2.5. These are very small particles. The concentrations there were 1/6, 1/8 of the concentrations we had here. So the air was actually much cleaner in Beijing and in Seattle, and that's not very normal.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, it gives us a little chance for some empathy, I guess. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we speak every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we dig big clams. 88.5 KNKX, dig it on knkx.org and NPR1.